Now I'll discuss about the liquid chromatography mass spectrometry. In short, it is called the LC-MS. This topic has been chosen from the chapter number 22 of the book Analytical Chemistry, written by the Gary D. Christians and others. The chapter's topic name is mass spectrometry. So I divided this chapter number 22 with several session. This is the session number 3. So for understanding the mass spectrometry systematically, please go through the previous episode, session number 1 and session number 2 of the chapter number 22. First, and then you listen this session number 3, that liquid chromatography mass spectrometry or LC-MS. The combination of MS with liquid chromatography, like with gas chromatography, it has become a powerful analysis tool for sensitive and selective mass detection to characterize complex samples. It is more difficult to interface a liquid chromatograph to a mass spectrometer because of the necessity to remove the solvent. Also, the analytes are generally non-volatile and may be thermally labile, but they must be present in gaseous form. Hence, the combination of LC and MS was termed as unlikely marriage, and it took several years to develop interface to the stage of reliable and easy use. Today, there are several types of atmospheric pressure ionization interface, in short it is called API interface, that make LC-MS a routine technique. Compact and benchtop systems of enormous variety are now commercially available. The most commonly used API interface are electrospray ionization. In short, it is called ESI. And atmospheric pressure chemical ionization source. Atmospheric pressure chemical ionization, in short, we used to tell APCI. The choice depends largely on the polarity and thermal stability of the analyte. The electrospray ionization is preferred for polar and ionic molecules and can accommodate a wide range of analyte size, from small molecules to very large biomolecules such as proteins and peptides. The atmospheric pressure chemical ionization, or the APCI source, it is more suited for small molecules and for compounds that are relatively less polar. Most commercial instruments provide the user with both source, and they can be quickly interchanged in a matter of minutes. Some manufacturers also provide an atmospheric pressure photoionization, in short it is called APPI source, which can be useful if ions for a particular analyte cannot be efficiently generated by either ESI or APCI source. Now I'll talk about the electrospray ionization or ESI ionization technique. Electrospray ionization is so soft that even non-covalent complex can be transferred intact from solution to the gas phase. The sample solution is spread across a high potential difference of a few thousand volts from a needle into an orifice in the interface. Heat and gas flow dissolvate the charged droplets, causing the droplet to shrink, subdivide, and eventually emit discharged analyte molecules and analyte ions, solvent cluster also, that enters the mass spectrometer. Because very little internal energy is imparted onto the formed ions, they remain intact. ESI spectra are largely dominated by molecular and quasi-molecular or adduct, even electron ions, etc. That means M plus S to the power whole plus is the cation, that means in positive mode, positive ionization, and M plus Na, that means sodium adducted cation plus M plus Na plus, and ammonium adduct M plus Na is 4 to the power plus. These all are positive ionization mode. And similarly, the negative ionization modes are M minus S to the power minus, M plus Cl whole to the power minus. These all are negative ions. Even complex in solution held together by non-covalent force can be converted intact into gas phase ionic complex. The polarity of ions produced can be changed from positive to negative simply by changing the polarity of the potential imparted on the spray capillary. Generally, basic compounds are easily formed positive ions by protonation, whereas acidic compounds more easily form negative ions by deprotonation. Some instrument manufacturers even allow for rapid polarity switching during the course of a single analytical run so that ions of both polarity can be monitored simultaneously. The detailed mechanism of ESI has been studied for many years, and depending on the analyte system, the analytes may be released from the droplets in different ways. While certainly a topic for interesting fundamental research, in practice, it is important to realize that ESI is a competitive ionization process, meaning that the composition of each droplet controls the relative yield of gas phase ions. For ions to be generated, they need to be able to migrate to the surface of the droplet and assimilate a charge. Highly surface active species will generate the most abundant signal. In case where it is necessary to analyze compounds in the presence of lipids or detergents, these highly surface active species can significantly reduce the response of the analytes of interest because they effectively compete for a limited number of sites on the droplet surface. Such matrix effects are very common in ESI-MS analysis from complex mixtures. Thus, it becomes extremely important to incorporate a stable, isotopically labeled internal standards into the analysis and to calibrate response using a matrix that is very similar, if not identical, in composition with the sample containing the unknowns to be quantified. Stable isotopically labeled internal standard, in short we used to tell SIL-IS, all in capital letters. The use of the stable isotopically labeled internal standard, such as a deuterated or C13 substituted version of the analyte of interest is critical and will ensure that the internal standard is present in the same ESI Dopplers as the analyte. It will elute from a liquid chromatograph at the same time as the analyte and will appear a few m by z units higher in the mass spectrum. Thus, the internal standard will experience the same competitive ionization effects experienced by the analyte. Even so, cost and commercial availability of appropriate stable isotopically labeled internal standards compounds can be a problem. If these constraints are carefully addressed, then the HPLC ESI-MS can be effectively used to quantify parts per trillion, that means femtogram levels of analyte in samples. A major advantage is that the ESI can also be used to analyze very large molecules such as proteins, because it can produce multiple charged ions, with the number of charge increasing with molecular weight of the molecule. The discovery of this phenomenon earned Professor John B. Fenn a portion of the year 2002 Nobel Prize in Chemistry. Proteins and peptides and other similarly highly functionalized molecules have multiple sites along their backbones where protonation or deprotonation can take place. As such, a large protein can be observed as a distribution of multiple charged ions, which can be deconvoluted through a simple algorithm to determine its molecular weight. Therefore, relatively large molecular weights well beyond the normal 2000 to 3000 Dalton M by Z ratio limit of a typical mass analyzer, it can be measured due to the increase of Z, that means charge, in the M by Z ratio. For example, a 50,000 Dalton protein that has acquired 50 excess protons, that means M is equal to 50,050 and Z is equal to 50. And this protein will be observed as a signal at M by Z value 1005. That means M is the 50,050 divided by Z 50. So M by Z value will be the 1005. This signal will almost certainly be accomplished by signals for other charge sites of the same protein. The denatured or unfolded form of the protein has more basic sites accessible for protonation relative to the folded or native form, and thus the higher charge states can be accommodated. The generation of extremely highly charged, that means supercharged protein, is of significant interest to those who perform de novo sequencing of proteins, because more highly charged ions can be fragmented more efficiently by some tandem mass spectrometry fragmentation technique, as for example electron capture dissociation and electron transfer dissociation for qualitative analysis. Now I'll discuss in details in the atmospheric pressure chemical ionization APCI method. APCI is another common atmospheric pressure ionization interface for coupling liquid chromatography to mass spectrometry. The interface is similar to that used for ESI, but a corona discharge is used to ionize the analyte present in a vaporized state under ambient pressure. The effluent from the liquid chromatograph is spread into a heater jacket to create a vapor which is then passed over the corona discharge needle held at a potential of around 5 kilovolt. And here the heater jacket's temperature is almost 400 degree centigrade. Whereas ESI relies predominantly on solution phase ionization, that means acid base chemistry, but the APCI generates ions through gas phase ion molecule reaction. The gas phase ionization of less polar analytes is more efficient than with ESI, but the mass range is limited to about 2000 Dalton. The ESI and APCI are complementary, where one fails to generate ions, the other can often be used. When APCI is used, it is common to have methanol in the mobile phase, since the corona discharge can convert methanol into CH3OH2+ cation, among other species, which can then initiate proton transfer to create a positively charged analyte ion. Overall, it is the bulk solvent that is ionized at the corona needle, and then these ionic species collide with the analyte of interest and initiate charge transfer. Now I'll talk about the atmospheric pressure photoionization. In short, it is called APPI. In APPI, the corona discharge needle from the APCI source is replaced with a high intensity UV lamp. The lamp supplies energy around 10 electron volt, sufficient to ionize some molecules. Similar to APCI, the methanol is often used to create reagent ions, which then interact with analyte of interest to form analyte ions by charge transfer. Methanol is used as reagent ions because its ionization potential is low enough to enable ionization by the UV lamp. Toluene can also be an effective dopant for increasing APPI efficiency. In some cases, especially in molecules which bear electron deficient aromatic units, as for example nitro aromatics, the APPI method can result in higher intensity ions than can be achieved by ESI or APCI ionization methods. Yet, the APPI ionization method is still used to a significantly lesser degree. There are also other ionization techniques, as for example the ambient ionization. In the past few years, atmospheric pressure ionization sources have matured to yield a multitude of new technologies for in situ analysis. Ambient ionization, which in short it is called AI, this ionization is the name given to the techniques which allow independent optimization of sample introduction and ionizing radiation to generate ions under atmospheric pressure that can be sampled and analyzed by a mass spectrometer. The concept is best described under the context of one of the first and most popular AI technique, desorption electrospray ionization, which in short it is called the DESI, desorption electron spray ionization. Now, in DESI, an electrospray source is oriented towards a sample surface placed near the inlet to the mass spectrometer. The electrospray solvent wets the surface and creates a solvent layer for extraction of the analyte, and then subsequent electrospray droplets pick up the analyte and they bounce off the surface towards the mass spectrometer inlet. Analyte ions are generated from the droplets in much the same way as in conventional electrospray ionization. The DESI method enables a workflow where samples, especially the pharmaceutical tablets, can be cycled through the interface and sampled. Other types of ionizing radiations can also be used in desorption analysis in real time. In short, it is called DART, desorption analysis in real time, which is a contemporary of DESI method. In this DART method, the metastable ions produced in a glow discharge are accelerated towards a sample. These energetic pieces are able to dissolve and ionize analyte molecules present in the sample. The setup is also highly amenable for continuous process monitoring. Since the DESI and DART methods have been introduced, a very large number of other ambient ionization, that means AI techniques, has been developed. A variety of literature reviews can be found on this topic. Like DESI, some make use of electrically generated nebulized solvent sprays. Others utilize chemical ionization, thermal ionization, photo ionization, or other energetic source to accomplish sample of a variety of sample types. One of the basic tenets of ambient ionization techniques is that the minimal sample preparation should be necessary. Some source, such as extractive electrospray ionization, in short, it is called EESI. So this EESI, where the electrospray plum is mixed with a nebulized sample aerosol in front of the mass spec inlet, and it has been shown to be viable for direct analysis of complex samples such as urine. Now I'll talk about the laser desorption ionization. Ions can be formed from molecules in many different ways. One very effective means is through the application of laser light. Lasers provide high intense monochromatic radiation, and these are available in many different formats and are very useful for the ionization of species in virtually any physical state. In modern mass spectrometry, the lasers are used, point number A, to directly dissolve and ionize solid materials, termed as the laser desorption ionization, that means LDI. And point number B, to dissolve an indirectly ionized molecule following excitation of a matrix which was co-crystallized with the analyte, and it is termed as the matrix assist laser desorption ionization. In short, it is called the MALDI, MALDI. And another ionization technique is to ablate and sample materials for subsequent analysis by other techniques such as inductive coupled plasma mass spectrometry. In short, it is called ICP-MS. And another method for ionization is to probe ions trapped in a mass spectrometer and perform gas phase photochemistry experiments. This is a more advanced topic, so it is not covered in this text. The laser desorption ionization and matrix assist laser desorption ionizations are very similar in their instrumental setup on commercial system. In most, a solid state or nitrogen UV laser is focused onto a stainless steel plate containing the sample of interest. Ions generated upon irradiation by the laser light are accelerated into the mass analyzer, and usually a time of flight mass analyzer, The main difference between laser desorption ionization and matrix assist laser desorption ionization is the addition of a matrix compound to the sample in MALDI. That means in MALDI, the matrix is added with the analyte to co-crystallize the samples. This makes it a soft ionization technique, and matrix compounds when we are adding with the sample, and this makes the soft ionization technique for MALDI, and it is capable of analyzing a wide range of small and large molecules of variable polarity. In contrast, the only laser desorption ionization exposes analytes to the full intensity of the laser and is often considered a hard ionization technique that can generate fragments of ions. Demonstration of MALDI technique for the analysis of large biomolecules earned Professor Koichi Tanaka a share of the year 2002 Nobel Prize in Chemistry. He shared this prize with Professor John Fain in connection with the ESI. In the past 15 to 20 years, the use and development of MALDI has grown substantially to include capabilities for analyzing a wide array of different analytes, including small molecules, lipids, high and low molecular weight polymers, peptides, and of course proteins. A key ingredient for successful ion generation in MALDI is the selection of an appropriate matrix compound. Matrix are typically small organic compounds mixed with the analyte of interest in a small sample spot, almost 1 microliter of liquid, and it is applied to the surface of a polished stainless steel plate. The primary purpose of a matrix compound is to, number one, co-crystallize with the analyte upon drying of the sample spot, and number B, the two absorb radiation supplied by the laser, and number C, then be dissolved and excited into the gas phase upon irradiation, and point number D, to initiate proton transfer to or extraction from the analyte to create the ion of interest for subsequent mass analysis. Many innovative developments have further advanced the utility of MALDI mass spectrometry. Since matrix compounds present in large excess often produce an intense ion signal in the low mass range of a mass spectrum and can suppress the signals of low abundance small molecules, analyte ions, the researchers have successfully developed modified plate surface that feature nanostructure, which can efficiently generate ions with minimal background in absence of matrix. Nanostructures means the carbon nanotube and silica base surface. This approach can be generally classified as nanoparticle assist laser desorption ionization. In short, it is called NALDI, N-A-L-D-I, NALDI. Additionally, the co-crystallization process between a traditional matrix and analyte can be irreproducible from spot to spot. Because of this, the quantitative work is hampered significantly, and MALDI is not generally considered to be a good quantitative analysis technique. In an effort to create more homogeneous sample spot, researchers have developed ionic liquid-based MALDI matrix. Thus, analytes are literally dissolved in a molten salt, generally comprised of an anionic matrix compound mixed with a direct stoichiometric ratio of a bulky counter cation. to inhibit the crystallization. And this homogeneous mixture generates a consistent ion signal regardless of where the laser is targeted on the sample spot. Because MALDI can be used to support a wide range of analytical determination, from metabolomics to lipidomics to peptidomics and protein analysis, the further development of methods to improve the technique is a rich area of research in modern analytical chemistry. Even so, many still regard sample preparation and plate spotting for MALDI analysis is an art that must be carefully practiced in order to obtain optimal results. Different type of matrix chemicals are used for the MALDI analysis. Number one, alpha cyano 4 hydroxy cinnamic acid. In short, it is called alpha cyano or CHCA. This matrix is generally used for the peptide in small molecule range, that means less than 10 kilodalton. Another matrix chemicals, that means the weak organic acids, is the 2,5 dihydroxybenzoic acid. In short, it is called DHB. This matrix is used for peptide, carbohydrate and polymers analysis by MALDI technique, MALDI MS technique. Another matrix chemicals is 3,5 dimethoxy 4 hydroxy cinnamic acid, or in short it is called cinnapinic acid. It is also used for protein and peptides. For the proteins, it should be greater than 10 kDa. That means for large proteins, it is used, this cinnapinic acid, as matrix for the MALDI MS analysis. Another matrix used is the 2,4 dioxy 2,4 hydroxy phenyl azo benzoic acid. In short, it is called HABA. It is used for protein oligosaccharides and polymers analysis using MALDI MS. Now I'll discuss about the mass spectrometry imaging system. The ability to image an intact sample provides information about its content in context that might not be gleaned from a typical extraction experiment. The recent development of mass spectrometry imaging, which in short it is called the MSI, it has provided a whole new way to look at materials. In traditional MALDI technique, the sample solutions containing analytes are mixed with a matrix and spotted on a stainless steel plate. In a similar fashion, a thin slice, that means almost 10 micrometer thickness of tissue, can be placed on the plate and coated with a thin layer of matrix. Then the laser can be systematically moved across the surface to collect mass spectra at different locations. If a mass spectrum is collected at each specially resolved, that means spatially resolved, point on the surface, then a map can be generated to evaluate the relative abundance of different ion signals across the surface. An experiment such as this creates an enormous amount of data, but the ability to project a map that shows the abundance of any one or a number of ions can provide valuable information about the spatial distribution of proteins, lipids, or drug compounds in the tissue slice. An illustrative demonstration of the usefulness of this technique might be to profile and compare the expression of protein outside on the border and within a cancerous portion of a tissue slice. While very powerful, increasing spatial resolution across the sample surface is still an active area of research. Resolution of pixels on the sample may be limited by the size of the laser beam, which is approximately 50 to 100 micrometer, or by how the sample is prepared for analysis. For the preparation of sample, the use of solvent to extract interfering species or the application of matrix can blur the features of interest. Some migration of chemical compounds in the sample could occur, and this would further worsen spatial resolution. As such, instrument manufacturers have developed a wide array of means for optimum slicing, fixing, and applying matrix to tissue samples prior to MSI. Besides MALDI, the MSI technique, that means mass spec imaging technique, can be performed using various ambient ionization techniques as well as secondary ion mass spectrometry.